You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast, where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period. So what is emotional intelligence? Emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize, to understand, and to manage our own emotions. For me, in simple terms, is the ability to read the room, the ability to know what to say, how to say it, and when to say it. All of those three factors matter, especially within communication and especially within relationships. Emotional intelligence is about being sensitive to the environment, sensitive to what's happening in a particular moment. Emotional intelligence is maybe, in the spiritual sense, we could say discernment. But even genuinely discerning people that mean well can know what to say, but say at the complete wrong time and just ruin relationships, ruin moments, ruin things. Emotional intelligence is knowing the perfect thing to say at the perfect time in the perfect way, dependent upon who you are speaking to. And like I said in the beginning, emotional intelligence is what's really allowed me to become self-aware. Okay, I don't know what was first, self-awareness or the emotional intelligence. I think it takes you to be self-aware first in order to be intelligent emotionally, right? So when we talk about intelligence, people who are intelligent may have a level of expertise, right? It may be business, it may be science, it may be technology, it may be finance. But emotional intelligence is really emotional education, and is what I want to kind of pop the top open. I'm not going to be able to cover everything, but the basics 101 for dummies, emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence isn't just the ability to know how someone is feeling, but the very ability to put yourself in that person's shoes. For example, you're in a relationship with someone and they've recently just lost their grandmother, let's say, and they all of a sudden are being completely mean to you. They're being abrupt, they're being rude to you. A person who is not emotionally intelligent will use that opportunity to take it personally and to pick a fight. An emotional intelligent person will know that this is not the right time for that. They will know, and they will be able to empathize and say, well, this person just lost their grandma and they were really close, and I wonder what it would feel like if I lost my own grandmother and we were really close. I probably would be feeling so many different emotions. And so the emotionally intelligent person allows that person to have their moment and not take it personally. It really simply is, treat people how you want to be treated. I have two very defining moments of empathy shown to me by two of my friends. And empathy is so powerful that I will never ever forget these experiences. And these have kind of been the glue that has bound my friendships with these two people together. Whenever I think about, oh, this person's been annoying or whatever, I don't want to be friends with them anymore, I always go back to those moments where they actually showed that they genuinely love me, right? And so one of the instances was when I was at university and I was having such a hard time. I recently lost my granddad. Everything was in my life was falling apart, and I just felt like a fraud. I felt like I'm at this big, massive university that is well above who I am as a person. I can't even keep up. And And I remember being on the phone to my friend and I was crying. I don't really cry, but I was crying to her. And she was just encouraging me and she started to cry. Such a powerful moment. It's a difference between someone saying, oh, it's fine, don't worry, you'll get through it. And someone actually feeling those emotions because they genuinely care about you. And then therefore putting themselves in your shoes and the pain that you're experiencing, they're experiencing. And the second experience was with my another friend who I confided in about something. And she prayed for me so hard. Oh my God, the most powerful prayer. She was praying like she was praying for her own self. And those two moments in friendships showed me what empathy really is. And so I try as hard as I can to practice that. Maybe not to the extent of having to cry when they're crying. Maybe, maybe if it's like my partner or something. But you can practice empathy by actually stopping, listening, understanding, and therefore knowing how to act after that. One of the people that struggle with emotional intelligence hard is people who are like me, that are highly sensitive people. And we just feel everything very deeply. And we sometimes get accused of being too sensitive. If you've ever been called too sensitive, then you know, we see eye to eye, we see each other. But in feeling everything deeply, you have ample opportunity to feel hurt a lot and offended, even when the hurt is not intended. Emotional intelligence allows you to manage things, to see different perspectives, therefore allows you not to take things personally. Emotionally intelligent people take into account all factors and they try and see things from a well-rounded viewpoint. And I love this video that I watched of someone quite rare that I would actually think that I would take some kind of wisdom from, but there's wisdom in everything. And then emotional intelligent people know that there's wisdom in everybody. Everybody has something that we can learn. So listen to this video by Tiffany Haddish.
Once I turned 40, I realized people really don't give a fuck about you. They really care about themselves. Everybody's in it for themselves. And if they care about you, it's because how you make them feel. It's always about themselves. If I know me really well, right? Nobody can tell me about me. Nobody can paint this picture about me. Because I know me.
So really and truly, it's true. How people feel most of the time is not a reflection of you. It's almost always a reflection of them and how they feel about themselves. So when you know that and you have that awareness, you let negativity roll off of your back. One of the questions I get all the time when I'm doing a Q&A is, how do you deal with negative YouTube comments? You don't take it personally. And if there's no enemy within, the enemy without can do you no harm. If you're not believing that thing about you, then whatever anyone says does not matter. But the moment you start believing what they said, or you already believe what they said, that's when it has the power to hurt you. On the flip side, emotional intelligent people know how to take criticism very well. When you are someone that has a relatively high sense of self-esteem because you have looked within and actually become self-aware, you are aware of the areas in your life that you need to work on. And so when you know those areas that you need to work on and someone points them out, you don't have to get angry, but you can actually thank them. Thank them for highlighting what you did or the behavior that you exhibited, and thank them because for you now, it's like you know that you have more growing to do in that area. However, there are times when people have negative criticism and they may say it in the nastiest of ways, but an emotional intelligent person knows how to eat the meat and spit out the bones. You always have something to learn from someone, even if it's from your haters. Let's say you have a product that you produce and there's a hater. They don't even like you, but they may say the packaging is cheap, and maybe the packaging is cheap. Even though it came from a negative source, they've actually helped you. They've actually helped you to see the area in which you can improve. And who doesn't like improvement? Self-aware people are constantly working on themselves. They're all about self-improvement. So they're going to take criticism with a pinch of salt and they're going to apply it where it's necessary. If you're on a self-development journey, you need both a positive and the negative to make change. Emotionally intelligent people have the right perspective, and we all know that life is all about perspective, right? An emotional intelligent person seeks to look at things from a well-rounded view. They don't just stand here and look. They go to the left and look. They go to the right and they look. They go in front and they look. And then only then are they able to actually have a well-rounded view of a situation. You need to seek to look at a situation like a 3D object. Let's say if I wrote number 6, a big fat number 6 on the floor in chalk, and I got one person to stand up there and I got one person to stand down there, and I asked this person standing down here, what do they see? And they will say to me, they see a 6. The other person will say, I see a 9. Who is right. They both are. Emotional, intelligent people, they're able to see from both perspectives and not just their corner. And if you just look at the world, you've got the Democrats, you've got the Republicans, you've got everybody fighting each other. But if they could just take a step and look from the other person's perspective, they don't have to agree, but they can be respectful. When you look at the world through your lens, you can't take those lenses off and force someone else to see them. People are only able to understand from their level of perspective, from their level of perception. They only understand what they understand. And that's where grace and compassion comes in. And so my last point is that emotional intelligent people always stay curious. If you want to be emotionally intelligent, have a childlike sense of wonder about you. Don't just look at something and make a decision or a judgment straight away, but have curiosity. Think about things curiously. Always seek to be inquisitive. Ask questions. Ask why. Get an understanding. The world really does open up when you do. The word why should be your favorite word in your vocabulary when you're seeking to be emotionally intelligent and self-aware. So this is your homework for this week. I want you to become self-aware. When something happens to you, when someone ticks you off, stop and look at your first thoughts, your first reaction. Usually your first reaction is the incorrect one, and then you're able to stop and actually do the opposite of what you'd actually want to do. Emotional intelligence and self-awareness will help you in your personal life with your friends and family. It will help you in your romantic relationships with your significant other, and it will help you in your professional life with your colleagues, your bosses, your employees, etc. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.